That was Stalking Your Mom by, who's that by? By Wax. We're actually going to be doing that in a little bit. We're for Music Penetration, so you can stay tuned to that. If you're wondering, what were those lyrics? What were they saying? What was all this about stalking your mom? Well, we're going to do that in Music Penetration. Hey, everyone. It's January 17th, 2011. It's a Monday. It's 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 p.m. Pacific. And this is episode 21 of Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. Although, if you don't normally listen to us live, you might be thinking this should be episode 20 because we did the show live last week, but I screwed up and didn't record it.
I would love if someone was keeping track, like you say. So, yeah. That'd be the best thing ever happened.
They have no idea. They have no idea. What? This is episode. You guys have done the show before?
If anyone's tracking these, that's just, we've won, Jeremy. It's over.
That's true. But anyway, so last week you were out of town, which is why we were doing the show a little bit differently. Jeff was in LA. I was here in Cleveland. So we were kind of doing this cool remote thing. But there's too much going on, Jeff. And I got scared and I was out of my comfort zone. I was in the studio. Just a different letter, whatever we will label my place. And I wasn't here, and I couldn't see you, and I was scared, and the show suffered, and I apologize.
And usually I can help, you know, with respect to the technology issues with the show.
Yeah, yeah.
But even I wasn't much help.
Right. You're usually the go-to guy for technology.
When I can't do it, you know it's a big problem.
Nothing says says technology like Jeff Long's.
When I just learned Skype that day to do the show.
Yeah. I was actually surprised you logged on and were able to create an account on your own.
Yep, I did it all on my own. I have the intelligence of a 12-year-old.
I was proud of you.
Yeah, they make it very easy.
Jeff, I want to be the first one to tell you Happy
Martin Luther King Day.
Oh,
I think I beat you to it.
Yeah, I think you did. I think you did.
I'm wishing it to myself, actually, so you beat me to it. But yeah, it's a great day. Now, you don't have off today, do you?
No, I don't. Do you?
No, I don't. It seems like it's primarily like government, banks, and schools, and we don't get those holidays. We don't get President's Day off. We didn't have it off.
Yeah, Jen had off, but I was kind of surprised, actually. I mean, yeah, you're right. It is normally government buildings and schools and that type of thing. But I was surprised at how many, like, just regular private business had off. Like my sister had off.
Oh, really?
I don't know if
Okay.
So, I don't know. Well, just like Martin Luther King, we also have a dream of reaching 100 Facebook fans. And we're up to 91. So, go to radioshowonline.com and find a link there and become a fan.
It'd mean a lot.
Tell us and your friends that this is a show worth listening to.
And that 100th fan would mean a lot to us. Mm-hmm. We had a couple add-on over the weekend, and we're just creeping up on that number. We're slowly but steadily getting there. That's why I'm very confident we're going to hit that number. I can't say when, but I know the direction we're going is up, not down.
Here's the thing. You want people that are dedicated to the show.
We've defriended people who we don't think are loyal enough. So right. The real number actually is, I think, 180. But we are very picky with our fans. That's a side of this people don't hear.
We know when, if you're listening. We know when you're not.
We're
so
like Santa.
We are
for
like
radio
Santa
shows
in that way
on the internet
for radio shows. Except we don't give you presents.
Yes,
and we have radio.
Our presents are our weekly show that we give to you.
It's better than bag of coal, people.
I should say this. 2 months till St. Patrick's Day today.
2 months. So to the day.
To the day. March 17th. How exciting is that? So Cleveland, you're getting there. We're almost in the home stretch. Spring is not that far away.
And this year it's a Thursday.
Which I think is great. Talk about stretching into a long weekend. Why don't you use that March 17th on a Thursday to kick off a 3.5 or 4 day weekend.
So any plan? I mean, I know it's 2 months away, Jeff. But
it's never too early to discuss the plans for that day.
What, you know? What baseline plan? I mean, are you taking off Thursday?
Oh, I've taken it off every year since I was 9.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, even as kids, I would go downtown.
And you're taking off Friday then?
Friday is sort of a to be determined. Jeremy, I'm just excited about Thursday. You're way ahead of me. I'm so excited about St. Patrick's Day. But we have a tradition of, we're very orderly. I've got a group of 3 or 4 guys that every year we go down, we go to Pickwick and Frolic for breakfast. Last year we were down there about 6:45 in the morning. I think I told you this story. It was still dark out. We were taking a cab downtown.
Yeah.
It was very surreal. When you start drinking a Guinness, and it's still dark out. And
you know, the whole day I've caught up with you before.
Yeah.
So maybe this year, maybe I'll do the breakfast thing.
You should. It's a lot of fun. We hit Flannery's, Pickwick and Frolic right away, and then we go to House of Blues for Boys from County Hell.
Yeah.
Brian and Joe, they used to have the radio show, but they still do a great live show there in the morning. And then we just go out through Clevelander down to West 6th. It's a fun day.
Downtown Cleveland's the place to be on St. Patrick's.
Cleveland does it up. And I was talking about this to someone in L.A., about how, you know, Cleveland St. Patrick's Day is really, really up there. And they do it right. The whole city goes all out, and it's really one of my favorite days. And I think I mentioned this earlier, but the NCAA tournament will be in town that weekend as well. City will be jumping.
There's lots of activities, lots of fun.
So anyway, 2 months away, but it's coming up. It's coming up.
So even if you live in another city, if you're Columbus or, you know, Pittsburgh or Detroit.
We've got them all beat for St. Patrick's Day.
Come to Cleveland for St. Patrick's Day. All right. Anyway, weekend recap here. So as our listeners know, I've been cleansing this month of January. So Jen and I do this once a year. Well, she's been doing it a lot more than me. But this is the second January that I've done it. We're for the month of January doing no alcohol, no caffeine, no sugar, no animal byproducts, no gluten. And this past Saturday, we started on raw. Mm. So now from this Saturday through next Saturday, I eat no food I don't cook anything. I don't eat anything that has been cooked. So anything that has been cooked or processed, you know, like some, even some things like, I can't think of any examples now, but lots of processed foods and things that you would buy that you might think like not think much about, like bread. You can't have bread because bread has been cooked at some point. You can't do pasta. There's no way to eat pasta when you're doing the
bread. What about like Italian cuisine?
No. That's cleansed before and during. And
I got bad advice then.
It's bad. That's bad for you. That's bad for you.
So it goes from horrible to extremely horrible.
Raw is tough. Although, then to top it all off, Saturday, this coming Saturday, then we switch over to juicing. Then it's all...
Is that like a drug thing?
It's all juicing. No.
Oh, okay.
No, juicing is... Yeah, on Saturday, steroids. I start my steroid treatment.
I mean, Jeremy, I was going to pull you aside and say, look, I'm all for this cleanse, but I think you're going too far. I do it off the air, though, and I do it on the air.
Here's my cleanse, Jeff. No alcohol, no caffeine, but starting on Saturday, I inject horse testosterone into my pituitary gland.
That's where I call up the Borger family and say, we need to meet with Jeremy at my place. We're going to have a little talk.
We need some help. We need some help. Hey, be sure to join us in the chat room, by the way. Jen's in the chat room. Bess was in the chat room but left.
She's gone? I thought she just got there.
Sometimes I think if in the chat room, if you don't talk enough, the chat room kicks you out. Because people have said before, why am I put on timeout? And it's not us. We don't kick anyone out of the chat room. We want as many people in there as we possibly can.
Bess is trying to write, I think.
So, but, yeah.
Bess, oh, look at
it. Oh, is Bess in there now, too?
Hello,
oh, okay.
Says.
Bess is back. Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Sorry, Bess.
Chat room's jumping. There's a big crowd in the chat room. So yeah, but anyway, so then Saturday start juicing and try to do that for as many days as you can, and then just switches back to vegan and then slowly start bringing stuff in.
So you start getting back to reality. So you'll be eating a burger by St. Patrick's Day?
Well, St. Patrick's Day could be the day.
Corned beef, Jeremy? Can we count on you for a corned beef?
Yeah, I can't pass up corned beef.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're not going to rule you out at least.
Of course,
but yeah,
I hope
you can think about us when you're doing this cleanse. So we need you back.
Yeah, yeah. Then Friday, so Friday was like my last meal before raw, you know, kicked in. So I went to Chipotle and had a good vegan, gluten-free meal at Chipotle, which you can do. You know, just
sounds
a bowl,
delightful.
Just cut out the meat. It was good. Even did the chips. Those are corn.
A little treat
before suffering through the raw. And came home and watched The Hurt Locker.
Sounds like you had a busy movie weekend. I don't mean to read ahead.
It was, yeah, don't read ahead. Don't read ahead. I want a fresh reaction.
Can't help myself.
What, Jeremy? You went to see The Hurt Locker?
You saw The Hurt Locker? Wow. Now, yeah. We had just discussed this, I think, when I was in L.A., people didn't hear this, but
right.
I
didn't want you to spoil anything, but now that I've heard it, you can spoil it for the listeners.
Well, just that I had just seen it, I think I saw it a week before you probably, and one of those movies I'd always wanted to see since I heard about it at the Oscars and this time last year. And I was really glad that I saw it. It was a great movie, really interesting, kind of opened up my eyes to what goes on.
Best picture, though?
Yeah, it might have been a stretch for Best Picture.
Might have been a stretch for Best
Picture. Really enjoyed it. Good. Very really interesting.
Good. Very good. Very good. Although I kept thinking Best Picture, I kept feeling like I was going to be, and pardon the pun, blown away by this movie.
Yes.
But never quite got there. But it was good. It was very good.
It had your interest the whole time?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, and mine, me too.
The disc started messing up like halfway through, it skipped a couple minutes. But I don't think I missed anything.
Yeah.
I think I got the general.
You could figure out what you missed, yeah.
The general gist of it.
But yeah, great movie. And then what else? Did you see another movie? I just guessing.
Yeah, Little Fockers. Yeah.
So you sold out and saw Little Fockers.
Now, why is that a sellout?
Well, I feel like they made that. It was just an easy move. They knew they were going to get a certain amount of money by making this. They've got the money already figured in. It's a third, I think, of the third in a series of movies.
The third one, yeah.
I mean, it's an automatic payday for everyone involved. And hey, good for them. We all need money. But it was a very steady box office producer.
I mean, it's what you expect it to be.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a matinee Saturday
now,
afternoon.
Did you hear the part that I heard that Dustin Hoffman wasn't there for the whole filming of the movie? He, I guess, was holding out, and they finally came to terms about halfway through filming. So I had a friend who saw it and said, there's references to him and he's not there.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why he said it's hilarious if you know going into it that the reason why they kept mentioning him is that he finally comes in later when they'd already started filming.
That's very interesting. Yeah, I noticed, because so in the beginning, and I'm not giving you any major plot.
Yeah, I can't hear.
But he, he's like out of the country in the beginning. And then the first half of the movie, he's like not there at all because he's out of the country. And then he suddenly shows up unexpectedly.
Yeah, that's it.
So yeah, now that you mention that, that is interesting. Oh. Anyway, what about you, Jeff? What did you do?
Well, I was wrapping up my 11-day Los Angeles swing. I was out there from the 5th to till yesterday, so really it was a long trip away, and I had one last weekend there. Was out at a great Italian restaurant on Friday, really close to the beach, called Pinguini's, great Italian place. Had a great pasta calamari. It was really, really good.
Wow.
Friday with my good friend Chris and his wife, and then Saturday was the most beautiful day of my whole trip. It was 82 and sunny. Unseasonably warm for LA. They're usually not that warm. So we actually sat outside in his backyard and set up the TV to watch the NFL games. We had some people over and just sat out in the sun and watched football, which I was a very happy guy, especially as my last full day in LA. I wanted to be out.
Yeah.
So we did that. And then they live in a really cool area, like in a bluff overlooking the city. A bunch of us took a long walk after that. And it's just, I love being out there. It's such a great city. So the weather is unbelievable. It's so great to visit. But then by about a week or so, kind of ready to get out of there.
Yeah, so I was going to say, I've never been to LA. So, like, what are your thoughts? What's the good? What's the bad? I mean, obviously, you're visiting. That's different. But, you know, you were visiting and you're there with friends that live there. Yeah. You've been there a couple times.
I've been
there.
This is like my 15th or I've been there at least 15 times. I go there a lot. So
what do you think? What are the goods? What are the bads?
The goods are just the weather is it's uncannily consistent weather.
Yeah.
I mean, the worst it got was maybe 60, 62, and the best was 80. It was always very pleasant. The scenery around the beach is just, it's just beautiful. When I think of LA, I don't think of, there's a Hollywood LA and there's the beachfront area. And I'm always more, my friend lives near the beach. It's just a very low key, great, like all little individual unique bars, restaurants down by the water. Marina Del Rey is a great, great area. You can walk the piers, tons of boats, sailboats. It's just a really scenic, great, everyone's happy. The weather's so great, everyone's happy.
Yeah.
Those are the pluses, and it's just incredibly consistent weather and just a beautiful place. The downside is driving around is very frustrating. It's a city that is very spread out geographically. You can be in LA and you can be 40 miles from one spot to the other. So you've got a lot of driving. They've got a very poor public transportation system. So everyone's in their own car driving alone.
Yeah.
And the roads are just jammed. And it could be 10 minutes just to go a half mile. You just never really know. So it's kind of unpredictable in that respect. And it's just the housing. You know, my friend out there, they rent to buy a house. To buy a $200,000 house out here would be $800,000 to $1 million out there. And he was showing me houses that are nice houses, like newer houses in Avon Lake or Avon or Westlake, which might be maybe $600,000 here, the top of the line, are $1.5, $2 million homes, which with no yard, because they're all so crammed in.
Yeah.
Nice houses, but no yard. And then you do that whole trade-off of quality of life.
Yeah.
And yeah, they get unbelievable weather. But then you've got the overcrowded aspect of it, the expensive housing aspect of it, and you've really got to weigh that out. So I don't know. I understand why people would stay there, why they wouldn't.
Yeah.
Definitely a great place to live when you're younger. I could see that. You know. So yeah, I just really enjoy being out there, and just so nice to break up the winter here.
Yeah, and a cool place to visit, definitely.
Yep. So that's my 2-minute summary.
Speaking of some sunny kind of beach places, are you going to the Jeremy Bachelor party? I'm putting you on the spot on the air.
I am going.
You've been strangely silent.
I've been strangely silent. It just depends. I've got two weddings.
Key West, ladies and gentlemen.
In May is the problem. And I think that weekend might be free, but I know I'm traveling to one of the weddings. I'm traveling to actually Charleston.
I think the weekend just got changed, actually.
Well, maybe it's one of my wedding weekends then. But because I'm already traveling that month and I have two weddings that month, it's just a little, not to be, it's just going to be a little dicey. Because just to be fair, I believe it's a Florida bachelor party weekend. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
So just, if it was here, of course I'd be in. But I don't know if I'm going to go to Key West with everything else going on.
Right.
But I will be there via Skype if I'm not there.
We'll just bring you on a laptop like, to the bars with us.
Now that I'm on Skype, I want to do it all the time.
Skype does video too.
Yeah, well, I know. I'll be watching you.
So we can bring
you
along.
Actually, I thought Jen and I could maybe hang out at my place and watch you on Skype.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Hey, where are you now?
Oh my. Hey, speaking of Jen, this is something cool. Another thing that I did this weekend. So when I got Jen's engagement ring, I went to this place called Tap Studios over at East 40th and Payne. So this guy makes, custom jewelry. So he made her engagement ring, and then we went back there to get our actual wedding bands made, because he does this workshop where engaged couples can go and you make your own ring.
Oh, in Ghost, they make the pottery?
Similar in Ghost, except A, it's rings and not pottery, and B, hopefully one of you is not dead.
But you sit like that?
But same idea.
With a wheel?
Yeah, but it's not as, because there's blow torches and fire and, sharp instruments.
Well, I picture it like Ghost.
It could be dangerous. Okay, if you want to picture it like Ghost, you can. But yeah, really cool. So we set up an appointment that's going to be kind of our Valentine's Day excursion to go make these rings. But really cool. Yeah. I mean, does cool work and, just kind of something different than,
it is. That's
than going
cool.
to Jared, as the commercial says.
Right. Right.
So, yeah, Tap Studios on East 40th and Payne.
That's very unique. That sounds great.
Pretty cool. All right. It's that time. It's 7:46, which means it's time for sports.
You know, people count on us for these sports and they wonder, missing last week, people said, what happened to Cleveland State?
Yeah.
There was a void of information out there.
And this is the only sports information that I get all week.
Well, yeah, I know. That's true. I can verify that.
I sincerely rely
this
on
this. Literally is all you're getting on
I'm
sports.
I'm just going to sit back and listen.
So we're going to keep it concise and we're going to get right to it. Cleveland State had a tough week. I think I mentioned this last week to the maybe one or two people who listen to us live. But I'll risk repeating this. I was in L.A. on Friday, January 7th, I want to say. Cleveland State was on ESPNU against Butler nationally. So it was a very cool feeling to be sitting at my place on the beach watching Cleveland State play basketball.
Yeah.
Very kind of a surreal feeling. And they actually got crushed in that game. So they were 15-1 going in. They lost back-to-back games. They won this weekend. So long story short, they're 16-3, still right in the thick of the conference race. I believe now they're in third in the Horizon League Conference. Two big home games, conference games this week. Thursday, they're home against Detroit, and Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock, Wright State. So come down to the Wolstein Center Thursday night, Saturday. Support this team. They're still 16-3 and have all the potential in the world ahead of them. The crowd, they've said they feed off the crowd. The crowd can be a big difference in those games. And I contrast that to our Cleveland Cavaliers, who are now one of the worst teams in the NBA. And when I was in L.A., they were playing the Lakers. I thought about, toyed with going to the game. But people out there told me, no matter who the Lakers play, doesn't matter how bad the team is, it's $100 to get in the building. And I just was really wet. I said, the Cavs are so bad.
Yeah.
The Lakers beat the Cavs by 55 points last week. It just seems to be getting worse and worse and worse.
So what happened, I mean, with the Cavs? Was it just LeBron leaving, or what?
It was the fact that we waited. Free agency, there's a finite period of free agency, and it had already begun. We were into free agency by the time LeBron made his decision. The organization was holding out for him. They missed opportunities to make deals, make signings, because waiting for him, that was a huge factor in not being able to shape the roster like they would have. Had they known LeBron was leaving, they would have made many different moves. So really, they were left with sort of limited options after he left. And we've got a young roster, a good roster, but it's very young and not supplemented with any significant veteran talent. So what you have is kind of this year that we're kind of in a bubble.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate. You don't want anybody to be bandwagon. You want to support them, but it's also so expensive to go to the queue. It's a professional game. Whereas that's why I say Cleveland State, go there for $10 to a game. Cavs, I don't think you can get in the building for $10.
So that's another reason that people were so pissed off at LeBron. You're going to be leaving, don't.
There were other ways to do it.
Multiple ways that he
exactly.
screwed us.
Yes, he did it basically two ways.
So, okay. Okay.
So that's our sports.
That's sports. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you. I'll see you later.
Last Call Cleveland is coming back to Playhouse Square. Have you ever seen Last Call Cleveland live?
No, but I saw Second City, and I was so disappointed when Second City left. And we talked a little about this last week, but the fact that there's sort of this group with some former Second City people is toying with some select dates to kind of gauge the market.
Yeah, and Last Call Cleveland's been around for a while. I mean, they were, when I was in college, I saw stuff on Last Call Cleveland. They used to do a public access show on the same network as my public access show, Sports SEP Mayhem was. So I used to like watch them back then. And of course, Mike Polk is the guy behind Hastily Made Cleveland Tourism video and the Let's Get Drunk on Christmas Ale song.
Was he in Second City? I thought there were some people in Last Call.
He was not. I don't think that anyone currently in Last Call, which is Mark McKenzie, Aaron McBride, Matt Zatelli, and Mike Polk, I don't think any of them were in Second City.
Okay.
Where they're at is taking place at the 14th Street Theater on, surprisingly, East 14th Street.
Ah.
See how that works?
And that's where
that's where Second City was. Yeah. So,
but I would hope that this could be a regular thing now, because I think having like an improv comedy troupe in Cleveland was a great thing. I was so sad when Second City left. So,
Jen and I were going to go this past weekend, but they were sold out on Saturday.
Saturday night
show sold out like a day or two before. But now they are playing on Saturday. Friday, January 28th and Saturday, January 29th. So tickets are $12 in advance, $15 at the door. Go to playhousesquare.org to find more about that.
Sell that out.
Really cool. I mean, you know, live comedy, and especially they're really good. And, you know, it's something different than just seeing. I mean, you can always go to Hilarities or the Improv and see your typical stand-up comedian. But this kind of sketch comedy is different. And as I said, they're really good.
Yeah, very good to hear they're sold out, though. Hope that continues.
Yeah.
And it's winter. What else are you going to do? That's a great thing to do in January.
Exactly.
You're up next.
Am I going again?
Yes.
Okay. So, East 4th Street, there has been, you know, there's a lot of restaurants going in there. The Bodies exhibit was there for a little bit. That just recently closed.
I heard that very controversial manger scene.
Yeah, the Bodies exhibit manger scene was.
I was offended.
Yeah, it was something, well, but not offended enough that our show didn't sponsor it.
True.
It was, the Bodies Manger Scene, sponsored by Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. Again, send all your hate mail to hatemail@radioshowonline.com. Address it to Jeff.
Attention, Jeff.
Attention, Jeff. And he'll get it. But anyway, so there's been a spot right in the middle of East 4th Street on the east side of the street that's been vacant for a while. And there's all restaurants and bars up around it. So they finally, even though I had heard rumors, and I had actually heard rumors back in August about this going in there, it's finally made the plain dealer in Cleveland.com. So it must be true now. But Dredger's Union is opening up there. It's going to be a 4,500 square foot store on East 4th, opening in June. It's going to be apparel and home goods. So clothing, they're going to have a private label with stuff designed in Cleveland and made in America. And then they're going to have also, you know, home gadgets like bedding, kitchen gadgets, soaps, candles, as Cleveland.com says, the occasional table or piece of furniture.
Trinkets.
But it's pretty cool. The people behind it, you know, the one girl behind it, Danielle, she's behind Made in the 216 and
a lot of other good things. I've heard of her. Yeah, she's very good at what she does.
Another store that's eluding me right now.
She always does good work.
I think it's cool, you know, a sign with retail shopping coming back to downtown Cleveland.
That is true. Now, I'll say this. What's strange to me about Tower City is it's like an enigma I can never figure out. Do you ever notice like the stores in there now? They have like two-story furniture stores in there.
That's been there for a while.
I know it's been there for a while, but who goes there to buy furniture?
Yeah, that one, it's just...
It always puzzles me. But it's good that it's stuck around.
I mean, with that, a lot of the places that are in there are people that... I mean, there is a light rail that connects Tower City directly to the airport, and people do come in on that. And there's a lot of office buildings in Tower City and things like that. So it still is a core. They still get a lot of people going through there.
And we need that for downtown living. To me, this all supplements downtown living, which is such a key part to the city coming back.
Yeah, I mean, there is a plan the city has, and we'll link to it on radioshowonline.com. And throw a link to it on our Facebook page right now. But they do have a plan that, you know, basically along Euclid Avenue from Public Square down to East 22nd, you know, through CSU, trying to focus some more on having some more stores out there. I mean, of course, you got Cleveland State University that's adding more residential units. Those college students need places to shop and places to go. They're talking about the District of Design and having more furniture stores come in. So some cool things. So Dredger's Union on East 4th, opening in June. Hope it does well.
That's great. Especially, there used to be wig shops there. Do you remember before that all came in?
I mean,
what a transformation.
That. Yeah, yeah.
It really is. And I really think this came up this weekend too, real quick. I think that as bad as it was with LeBron leaving, I think that the time frame he was here and the buzz and activity he brought downtown, in a way, you might have him to thank for East 4th in a kind of an indirect way, because he brought so many people down for the last 5-6 years that brought a lot of money down. They wanted to eat. They wanted to go out. And yeah, he's gone now, but I still think there are some positives that that his – really, his aura and his image and his celebrity brought to the city.
Yeah, yeah.
So there you go. I got to tell you about this thing, drunk history.
All right, drunk history.
This is one of the funniest things I've ever seen. I know I say everything's funny.
You say, yeah.
But this is really, really funny. I was out in L.A. My friend was showing me this website. So you got to see this. It's actually a couple years old. But, you know, Will Ferrell and Adam McKay have that site, funnyordie.com.
Right.
It's a lot of sketches, and it's very good. People submit things, and it's always hilarious. But they've got this thing where this guy came up with the idea to get friends of his who are fairly knowledgeable on historical topics, get them relatively drunk, like a six-pack of beer and a half a bottle of something, and then basically talk about a story that they're relatively knowledgeable about, but while they're drunk.
Right.
And while these people are telling the story, he got – because it's Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell's actually in one himself, Jack Black, John C. Reilly, Michael Cera. He gets these pretty well-known celebrities to then recreate the stories as the drunk person is telling them.
That's awesome.
Literally mouthing the words the drunk person is saying when the drunk person is saying, and then he said this. And they're only about 5 or 6 minutes long, but it's so entertaining, and it's really worth checking out. We'll put it on our radio show Facebook page and the website, but it really is.
It's already there, Jeff.
Oh, well, there you go. It's just a funny, funny site. If you want a quick 5-minute laugh, please check it out. I've been laughing all weekend. It's great.
Cool.
There
cool.
you go.
So scanning through some here, we're going to have, as I promised, Music Penetration looking into Stalking Your Mom in about 10 minutes. I think we're gonna go there. But first, so Mix 106.5 changes their format to become The Lake.
Yes. How do you feel about that?
I don't know if people listen to terrestrial radio anymore.
See, now we had a discussion about this last week, and I feel they do. I feel it's, and you mentioned how, you know, with all the other, with the satellite and the digital technology available.
Podcasts, Jeff. Podcasts.
I mean, that's definitely good for us. But I still feel like there's that, oh, we'll call them the greatest generation and the baby boomers. How they really, I feel like still, I look at my parents, my aunt and uncle, how they really still listen to the terrestrial radio. And I think there's a lot of those people still out there that we may not relate to them, although I feel like I'm more like them than I'm not. Just the way I go about things. Yeah, I'm really not in favor of technology except for our podcast.
You hate technology.
I just really and generally don't – I frown on it. But people still listen to radio. So anyway, I like the fact that it's like 92.3 went to no DJ or very little DJ. So it cuts down. It's more music. That to me is a great thing. But 106.5 is trying to, I guess, change the range of music they're doing. And they're doing anything from Duran Duran, Daughtry, Bryan Adams, the Cardigans, who I love. So just I guess they're just basically expanding their programming, and we'll see if it works. But there is a change to 106.5. Hmm. It's now The Lake. And I love people taking advantage of The Lake. I always say we got to take advantage of The Lake.
Yeah.
I usually mean like by using it, but also by referencing it. I'm okay with that too.
Okay. Okay, Jeff. Where if there was somebody, if there was an ex-Clevelander that hasn't been in Cleveland for a while, and they come home and they've been gone for 5 or 10 years, and they're home for some holiday or to visit friends, where would you take them? Where's a good place to take ex-Clevelanders when they return home?
Well, you know, I do have friends that come home for Christmas, and we have an annual kind of ritual. We always go to Great Lakes Brewery, especially my friends that live in very far out areas. It's really fun for them to come downtown to Great Lakes. We went to high school right across the street at St. Ignatius, and they can have Christmas ale, which of course we all love, but people from out of town love even more, because they have a limited time to get it. So we had to do a big lunch at Great Lakes, a big drinking lunch. So to me, that's one of the great places to go. And then in this article in the Plain Dealer, Public Square during the holidays is a great place to take people. around. And then West 6th, obviously, to me, is a great place. But I say, to me, if I had my one place, it'd be Great Lakes Brewery, getting people together with friends and just killing an afternoon between Christmas and New Year's there. Is there a place that stands out for you?
I think Great Lakes Brewing Company. I think a shopping experience in the West Side Market.
That's true.
I just got a text from a friend of mine that says, quote, "I'm listening to you and masturbating." So I didn't realize that our show was that entertaining, but wow. But evidently,
should we tone it down a little bit? Good
show. I don't know. Maybe you're breathing too heavily into that mic. I don't know what's going on. But thanks, John. Glad you like.
Glad Wait until we get to music show. Penetration. Yeah, that's why I thought they would start getting
music penetration. It is 8 o'clock. It is about time for a few music penetration.
I think there's no better segue.
For those of you that don't know. And John, you might want to get the Kleenex handy because for those of you that don't know, here's how the show works. Jeff and I take a song, a popular song out there, and we play the song, and then, you know, lots of times people get into the song and you're not listening to the lyrics. You know, you're bopping your head to the beat, but you're like, what are they really trying to say? What's happening behind the scenes? What's going on here? And the song we want to talk about today is by Wax. Tom requested that we do a music penetration on this song. And
thanks, Tom.
Of course.
Because we were kind of, it was going to die a slow death, I think,
it
before
was
we
dying,
got this.
But then we got a request. You can always send your request to hatemail@radioshowonline.com and say, hey, here's the song we want you to do music penetration to. But for today, here's Wax and Stalking Your Mom. We're going to play a little bit of it, play all of it, and then we're going to analyze the lyrics when we come back.
I hope she's wearing that blue business suit today. What time is it? 6? Just in time to hide in these bushes.
Stalking your mom. I've been stalking your mom for like 2 years straight. I'm way too shy to ask her out on a date, so I just wait in your neighbor's lawn with my camera ready and my camouflage on. And I know that I'll get plenty pics when she leaves for work at exactly 7:26. I follow her on my bike, but it's hopeless. I can't keep up with her Ford Focus, so I kidnapped the golden retriever. Wanted to return it just to please her, but forgot to feed her. Taking care of a dog is hard. Gave it to her dad, said it got hit by a car. Stalking your mom.
Dress up as a pizza delivery guy. Show up at the door and give her a pie. She says,
I didn't order none, you geek. You've been giving me free pizza like once a week.
So I disguise my voice with a device,
so she don't know what my voice sounds like. So when I call like a telemarketer just to talk to her, she don't think the pizza guy's stalking her. Sometimes I stay in my bathroom for days, just looking at the scrapbooks I made. My life-size doll is almost there. I just need a couple more strands of hair. Stalking your mom.
Thanks for coming over, man. It's gonna be a fun night.
Yeah, man, no problem, man. Hey, check it out. I got the new World of Warcraft weapon pack, dog.
Oh, I love World of Warcraft.
Yeah, man. Hey, what's this right here?
This is my yearbook.
Your what? Dude, this is my mom. This is my mom in the shower.
No, man.
I'm just
stalking your mom.
Now, Jeff, I saw you bobbing your head to that.
I was into it. The chorus is very addictive.
It is catchy.
The beat and the rhythm.
Yep.
Sort of take over.
But were you, when you were listening, Were you really hearing what the lyrics were saying?
Well, I was because we went through this whole song last week.
Oh, yeah.
But
let's say
okay.
You had never heard this song before.
No, I would need it penetrated.
Okay, well, let's have the song "What Stalking Your Mom" by Wax. Let's do some music penetration.
Shit, like a sound effect thing.
Da, na, 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 music penetration.
Yeah.
Okay. It starts, "I hope she's wearing that blue business suit today. What time is it? 6? Just in time to hide in these bushes." And then, of course, the chorus, "Stalking your mom, stalking your mom." Now, it seems like he's seen this person before. And then he says, "What time is it? 6? Now, is this 6 in the morning or 6 in the evening?"
That's questionable. Now, I come out on the morning side of things. Only because generally when it's dark out, more times than not, it's darker out at 6 in the morning than 6 at night. And I also question why he's not wearing a watch. If you're going to stalk someone, I feel like you need to at least have a watch and maybe a cell phone. Just some things on you to help tell the time, maybe get out of trouble.
I just think that 6 in the morning is an early hour for her to be getting going.
I've always claimed he's a dedicated guy. I mean, he wants this, Jeremy. He's going to get up early and get right after it.
And she's a hard worker.
Well, you want to say the early bird gets the worm, Jeremy.
Yeah, yeah.
And the worm in this case is wearing a blue suit.
Your mom is a hard worker.
She's a worm.
Yeah. She's a worm? all right. Then verse 1. "Yo, I've been stalking your mom for like 2 years straight." Okay, so again, this goes to what you've been saying. Like, he's dedicated. He's a dedicated individual.
He's going
to
persevere.
"I'm way too shy to ask her out on a date, so I just wait in your neighbor's lawn."
That makes sense.
Now, who hasn't been there?
Right.
You know? You see someone, you're a little...
Okay, when I see someone
I like, I get their address, and I immediately go look to see what the shrubbery and landscaping's like.
Yep, you start stalking them. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. You know, who doesn't do that? So I wait in your neighbor's lawn with my camera ready and my camouflage on.
Right, because you got to blend in. Again, so far he's being consistent. He wants to blend in with the shrubbery.
Shy. It's all about his shyness.
Yeah.
And I know I'll get plenty of pics once she leaves for work at exactly 7:26. Okay, so you're right. So that's the time that she leaves for work.
He wants to catch her heading out the door to work.
"I follow her on my bike, but it's hopeless. I can't keep up with her Ford Focus."
Ford Focus, it's like 0 to 60. I can't remember what the exact time is, but yeah, Focuses are known for their quick acceleration.
And if you're on a bicycle,
yeah.
Not catching up. I do have to compliment the rhyme there of rhyming hopeless with focus.
Yep.
That's good. So I kidnapped the golden retriever.
Right, because at this point, then, that's the next logical
that's
step.
That's a dog for
you're,
people
you're not gonna, you're not going to catch her in the car, so then the next thing is I need to get the dog.
Right, it's like maybe a, yeah. Or like a ransom?
I'm with him. You need to get the dog.
Okay. So I kidnapped the golden retriever, wanted to return it just to please
her. He's a hero. He wants to be a hero, Jeremy.
He comes back. "Here's your dog. I found your dog. Now let me in your house." Okay. But I forgot to feed her. Taking care of a dog is hard. Gave it to her dead. Said it got hit by a car.
Now that's not the same effect. I mean, this is just me stepping back for a minute.
Yeah.
Giving the dog, saying, "Hey, I found your dog. You know, you're a hero."
Right.
Thank you
then
so
she's
much.
Happy.
Yeah.
Come on in for some
but
tea.
But I feel like this doesn't get him where he needs to go. This isn't helping his quest.
No.
Is that fair?
No, I would tend to
killing
agree.
Killing her dog and then giving it back to her and saying, hit by a car.
She's not going to be in the mood for loving when you present her with
she's
her
She's
going
to be very upset. And I almost think you're better off just not even going back with the dog at that point.
And I wonder if you say it was hit by a car, but it really starved to death, isn't there going to be some... Doesn't a dog that's starved to death look different than a dog that's been hit by a car?
I don't want to think about what went on, but I think he probably did some other things
right.
To make his case.
HateMail@RadioShowOnline.com is the email. Chorus, stalking your mom, stalking your mom, etc., etc., etc. Verse 2. "Yo," again, starts the verse with "yo, I dressed up as a pizza delivery guy, show up at the door and give her a pie." Now, he's talking about the pizza there, Jeff.
That's correct, Jeremy.
Okay. She says, "I didn't order none, you geek."
Bad English.
Yeah, and geek, is that really derogatory?
Geek. If it's like maybe 1986.
Like maybe if he was dressed up as someone from Geek Squad.
Right. Here to fix your computer. That's a way to get in the house. Say, "Hey, I'm here from Geek Squad."
Right.
You called about a computer? Someone from your house called about a computer?
Right.
That makes sense.
Because the pizza guy, who lets the pizza guy in?
Yeah, I keep the pizza guy on the porch.
Yeah, you say, "Excuse me, sir."
Yes.
Shut the door.
Yes.
Deadbolt. Come back.
Yep.
Hide the golden retriever.
I have a series of doors I let them in before they get to my house.
"You can give me free pizza like once a week." I don't even understand what that line means.
Oh, she says, "I know it on you, geek." But basically, then she's saying, "You can give me free pizza like once a week," is what she's telling him. He keeps showing up with his pizza and she's not going to pay for it. But if you keep bringing it, I'll take it.
Okay.
Basically.
Okay, gotcha. Sounds like he's done this before.
Yeah, she's taking advantage of him at this point. I'm with him now even more.
If you've tried the pizza guy thing once before, I don't think they're going to fall for it again.
Yeah.
Like, you're that crazy pizza guy. Weren't you just here the past?
She keeps taking the pizza. He's losing $15 a trip.
And she's probably, if he's stalking her, she's probably gaining weight from all his pizza. Yeah. And he's not going
to
want to stalk her.
She obviously drives a car to work. She's not very active.
Yeah, I know. She should get on the bike.
She sits in a cubicle all day. I know. That comes in later. But anyway, go ahead.
So I disguise my voice with a device, and she don't know what my voice sounds like. Okay. So when I call like a telemarketer just to talk to her, she don't think the pizza guy is stalking her. All right, because now she's familiar with the pizza guy.
No, because she sees him every week.
Now he wants to go the telemarketer route.
Right.
Problem is, Jeff, what if she's on the do not call list? Then she's going to be, again, upset.
Yeah.
She's not going to be happy.
It's going to be the same result as bringing the dog back.
Right. Oh, telemarketer, your voice sounds so sexy, come over. It's not going to go there with that. But sometimes I stay in my bathroom for days just looking at the scrapbooks I made. Maybe he was doing what John was doing earlier.
That's a very strong possibility.
My life-size doll is almost there. I just need a couple more strands of hair. Now, here's where it gets weird.
Yeah.
So he's evidently making, I guess he's making a doll of your mom.
Right.
Pretty much, and complete with real hair. Now, I would think to create a full head of hair, you're going to need a lot of strands. Where is he getting this hair from?
Jeremy, I don't want to know, to be honest.
I mean, does he go in the Ford Focus and try to like pick it off the headrest? Or, I don't know. Maybe he should just use the golden retriever hair if he's a blonde.
That would be that'd be the logical thing to do.
Stalking your mom, stalking your mom, etc., etc. Verse 3, and you hear this is where kind of like kind of a play goes on, kind of a dialogue piece right. goes on. Oh, thanks for coming over, man. It's going to be a fun night. And then you say,
yeah, man, no problem, man.
Hey, check it out. I got the new World of Warcraft weapon pack, dog.
Now, I like how he does stutter here, so I'm not stuttering.
Okay.
Oh, I love World of Warcraft.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Hey, what's this right here?
That's just my yearbook.
Your what? Dude, this is my mom. This is my mom in the shower.
Nah. Dude, what? I'm just, and then it goes
back to the lyrics.
All right, so let's back this up a little bit.
That was great work, by the way.
So, like that. We're bowing right now. Yes, thank you. I love World of Warcraft. So he comes over, so two friends, thinking he's going to go to his friend's house, play some World of Warcraft.
Right, that's a typical Friday night. We've done that. We did that a couple weeks ago.
Always playing World of Warcraft. Right. Yearbook sitting out, or you think it's the yearbook.
Right.
But naked picture of your mom in the shower.
Yeah.
Now, here's where I think maybe the story breaks down. Now, if these guys are friends, and you would think that if the guy lives with his mom, like, the mom would have been able to recognize
him. And he'd be welcome to their house if they're friends. You'd think, like, he'd be over there quite a bit.
Like, oh, you're my friend. Right. You're Jeremy's friend, Jeff. Yeah. Why are you delivering a pizza here?
See, in my mind, all the credibility he built up for the first two verses, mm-hmm. it's now out the window, Jeremy.
This reminds me, do you remember when we used to call the Home Shopping Network and try to disguise our voices?
Yep.
And we were like 8, and we'd order these items, but then it would get to the credit card, and then we would just hang up.
That was always fun. And what was also just equally as fun, which I always enjoyed, when they do the telethons on TV, the local ones, like for local PBS, and you would see the lady answer the phone, and you call, you'd see her say hello, and you knew you were talking to her.
Yeah.
And then you try and see what you hang up, and then you see her look at the phone and like talk to someone else saying, I don't know what just happened.
It's kind of like when people text me when we're doing the show live.
Yes.
And it throws me off.
We always enjoyed kind of messing with the ladies at the phone banks at PBS.
And I don't know what's going on this week.
But you can watch her reaction on TV. Yeah. It was great.
Yeah. But anyway, if you want to see if you want to listen to Stalking Your Mom and see the lyrics, you can go to our Facebook page, which of course you can get to from radioshowonline.com. But hey, it's 8:13 p.m. and that about wraps it up, Jeff.
Time for us to go, Jeremy. Another great show.
As always, you can always email us at hatemail@radioshowonline.com. Ooh, I wanted to mention that thing that on our Facebook page, someone had called us out on something. You know, lots of times we play music before, so the show starts at 7:30. We start playing music around 7:15, 7:20. And a couple weeks ago, we were playing Gin and Juice, and I mistakenly said it was a version by Phish. And yeah. Alan was nice enough to correct me on our Facebook wall, saying the bluegrass cover of Gin and Juice was performed by the Gourds. It was erroneously attributed to Phish by Napster users in 2000 and has persisted ever since. So don't tell the RIAA that I used to use Napster, and that's probably where that song is from for me. But I apologize to the Gourds for erroneously attributing the bluegrass cover of Gin and Juice to Phish.
It was the right thing to do, Jeremy, to clear the air, because yes. We can admit when we're wrong.
So I feel like we've learned something today.
But actually, it was all you. I really didn't do anything wrong.
I feel like we've learned. I feel like we've grown.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, we do the show live every Monday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. And of course, you can always go to radioshowonline.com and listen to the podcast, the recorded show, afterwards. Because on Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, you want to listen to the show.
Get a little pick-me-up
driving into work. Yeah. Yeah, something to get you going. But of course, the fun part of listening live is you can join everyone in the chat room. Yep. And you can text message me.
I know Bess had a great
time
tonight.
Bess had a great time.
Yeah, she said she had fun in the chat room. She didn't know it was. She was a little nervous. And she said it was a great experience.
Bess, John, Jen, all our listeners, thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, thanks so much. You made it fun.
To Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. Until next week, goodbye.
Bye.